I've always been a singer, right? Like, singing's like breathing for me, you know? It's really, it comes really easy to me. And I seen this posted on like a Facebook group or something, and it said it was like singing with seniors. And I was like, wow, like, I think I'd really like to do that. And, you know, I met Erin, and she told me all about how like seniors are generally like the most appreciative audience and oftentimes forgotten too when it comes to performances, right? So I think it's a really beautiful thing that we're doing here, and it's really rewarding, like, being able to be part of something like this. I don't know. I go home and I'm smiling after every show.
I feel the same way. Yeah. And it seems like, you know, it's bubbling over in this room. How many performances have you done with the Sunshine Singers?
We've only done two so far, actually. Yeah, one was a public performance at the A.C. Hunter Library. And the second one was over to, oh, geez, give me 1 second. St. Pat's. We were over to St. Pat's. So that was very different. Two very different groups, right? Because, you know, the public library was just, you know, everyone, anyone who wanted to come. My boyfriend came, you know, my parents came, that kind of thing. But then, like, St. Pat's is more like a long-term care setting, which was really different, you know. Nobody wanted to get up and dance because they couldn't. So we danced with them in their chairs. It was really beautiful, honestly.
How do you choose the songs that you're going to sing?
Ooh. Oh, well, actually, Erin came up with a lot of them. And we kind of sat together and we stewed on, like, what, like, seniors in our lives, like what kind of music they like and what kind of music they drive to, and also music that we feel we can sing best. Like, for example, Doris Day one, the Bluebird song, we did the Doris Day version because I really like Doris Day, you know, and I feel that I can sing her songs well. Whereas, like, we could have done a couple other different versions. Like, there's a Hank Williams version, you know, we went through them, but we kind of chose them based on things that, like, they kind of spoke to us. Like, Julia, she did Danny Boy, and that's a song
Gorgeous,
that
yes.
She's so good at that one. But that's a song that means a lot to her, right? So she chose that one because it kind of shows when you're singing the passion that you have for the songs, like, especially if there's a history with it and things like that. Yeah.
And emotions flow. I mean, I even felt some emotional moments there while you were performing. Is that common?
Oh my gosh, it's so common. Oh, Danny Boy is a tearjerker, for sure. Like, people cry to that song, people smile to that song, and that's why we have to, like, layer it with the next song being accentuate the positive. So it's like, you're really sad, now you're happy, here it is. You better accentuate the positive. It's crazy how music influences your emotions like that. It's really crazy.
And right, when you finish the shows, I mean, have you had seniors approach and say, like, you know, that took me right back to when I was 10 years old?
Oh my gosh. Well, like, the last show that we had, it was like long-term care, and they couldn't say much, unfortunately, but you could see it in their faces, like, when we sang the songs with them. And the, you know, like, the nurses, they were telling us that they might not say much, but after we sang to them, they kind of did say a little bit. Like, I found out that one of them sang in a church choir before, and that's why she knew all the words to the gospel songs that we were doing. Like, it's really beautiful the way that music can unlock memories like that, right?
How do you prepare for a show?
So I live an hour away, so I just have the set list. I just have the set list in my car, and I just play it and sing it the whole way to town. That's it. That's all I do, because it's an hour drive, right?